Adam, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
That feels like it's between the clouds and the daylight savings time. When are they going to get rid of daylight savings time?
Well, it's not everywhere.
The sooner they get rid of it, the better.
You think, huh?
Yeah, it's here. Yeah. I don't see an advantage of it anymore. I never did when I used to plow the fields, I did, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, there's a morning, early morning folks, and there's a sleep-in folks. So sleep-in folks don't like it, and the early morning folks do like it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's all right. It's weird when you have 70-degree days in November, and then all of a sudden it's dark at 5 o'clock. That's what people are complaining about. All right.
It is. It's depressing. It doesn't serve a purpose now like it used to. Like when it was first not invented. That's the word I'm looking
instituted
for.
Instituted
Yeah.
Implemented. Enforced. Suggested.
Enforced, a good word.
Right.
That's right. That should be something that should be voted on right now, and I think it would find its way off the program. We don't need it.
All right.
Anyway, what do we need? Let's see. You know, to plow through and have issues that basically people want to have long discussions about. And boy, you can just get tired of waiting and frustrated. And so you can blow through things, at least in your mind, you're right. Known as confidence, good confidence. If you're a fairly intelligent guy, why wait in line? Why wait for considerations to be given to it? It isn't a major, in many cases, it isn't a major item. It's something that can be manipulated, something that can be expedited. I'm trying to find the right words again. So we have an issue. We have a group that we have an issue at hand, and we're debating it, getting all the opinions of people in there, and it's going to take an extra month because we're doing it that way. Or we decide to move to the head of the line real quick and just make a decision, pissing off the group perhaps, but not everyone in the group. Much of the group would say, hey, good, I'm glad somebody did this. Other people would say, who does he think he is? Or who does he think she is? So what's better? We're having trouble finding words, but those words are basically, should we be asking for forgiveness from that group? Because we moved real quick before the boundaries were set up. Or should we do something else? Asking for permission from the group, which is where they're at. That's why things are so slowed down. Well, who are you, Jack, to make the decision for the group? I just know in this case that my feeling is right and the group should be advancing it. Why in the world should we take all this time to add to the project? You know, I'm sorry, guys. Let me ask for forgiveness here.
Yes.
So we've heard that. We've been involved in a couple of those situations, probably many times in your life. And most people won't necessarily opt for being aggressive and taking the leadership, if you want to use that word. Well, I'm very sensitive to words all of a sudden.
I know what's going on. That's right. This is a safe place, Jack. It's okay.
Oh, that's why. That must be why. That is a safe place.
It's one of those things that as you're talking about, Jack, in terms of that very big dichotomy between asking for permission versus forgiveness. And I think part of it is innate with us, right? And one of the things we talk about a lot, not only on this show, Jack, but in the real world too, is about behavior. And we're big fans of the behavior assessment of DISC, D-I-S-C. And I think naturally we're all inclined to be one way versus another, right? So I would contend that those D's and I's, there's more outgoing folks on the right side of the DISC quadrant, are a lot more about forgiveness than they are about permission. Whereas those folks on the left side, those C's and S's, tend to be a lot more about that permission versus forgiveness, not wanting to make mistakes, right? And not wanting to upset people, not wanting to have things happen. versus being in control. And so I think if you look back maybe on you know, if you think back a little bit on your relationships and that you've had in your life, could be friends or family or significant others, what have you. And do you find yourself getting into trouble because you're too often having to ask for forgiveness, right? Because you keep on stepping on toes, right? I think too many of us just are how we are. I think part of what we want to talk about today is to help people understand, well, it's okay to be how you are, but also to be aware of that. Be aware that, you know, to ask for permission all the time isn't necessarily the best way to go. Sometimes you just got to ask for forgiveness. Just go do stuff, right? At the same time, it isn't always best to just do stuff. Sometimes it's better to kind of back up a little bit, pause, and start to bring people in, right? There's no, you know, there's no right or wrong way to it. But I think from my standpoint, Jack, you know, this, what I would make is it's wrong to just go one way all the time. And I think, you know, people usually go with what they're comfortable with, right? So if I'm used to being that one stirring things up and just kind of doing whatever I want to do, okay. So I think
it depends on the stakes.
Okay.
Depends on the, you know, like issues that are small in outcome, the impact, you know, let it go. You don't always have to win. You don't have to have it your way all the time.
All right. So I want pizza for lunch and you want Chinese. All right. Chinese, let's go. Chinese is good. That's right. Right. Okay. Or I know Jack's really in the mood for Chinese. I don't care. Okay. Well, wait a minute. So picking your battles, right? Could be something that's very small like that.
That's right. That's really what it comes down to.
Versus splitting profits. Also, I decided to take 3/4 of the profit, Jack. You weren't okay with that? Oh, sorry. I thought you'd be okay with that. one of those kind of things. That's a whole different discussion, right? When it comes
that's
to
right.
money.
You gotta be sensitive. Yeah, when it comes to money, it's always going to be out of whack. Well, not always, but a good part of it. So, you know, asking for forgiveness or you know, basically assessing this the type of issue at hand, that's key. To me, that's key. You know, and if you do that, if you do it well and are sensitive to it, you're going to get along just fine. If you, you know, other people aren't going to be as aware as you are of the situation. You know, that's what DISC does. DISC empowers people to
right.
become more aware and develop better relationships going forward. You know when to shut up, you know when to assert, you know when to, you know, if nothing else, you don't talk a lot. And if you don't talk a lot, people generally like you. They might be scratching their head a little bit about what is this guy all about, but they'll generally like you, give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Until you start asserting, then that doesn't necessarily be the case. Like our maybe past president, if we ever get through doing what he's doing, he isn't asking for any forgiveness yet.
Well, that's good. So there's a real world example, right? Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. He's a pretty hard D. He's got some item. He's got enough charisma, but he's a pretty hard D. And so yeah, he's never asking for permission, right? Never. He's full bore. Just plowing ahead, doing what he wants to do, not caring what everybody else says.
All the time. Right? Yeah. That's right. All the time.
So people aren't used to that. And, you know, we see this, this pokes its head up quite a bit, Jack, when we deal with transition issues quite a bit. We see this, you know, in terms of whether it be family or non-family stuff, in terms of, especially with that next generation coming in, trying to understand when do I assert stuff, right? Versus get permission to do things, you know, versus how do I do something and the boss won't let me do stuff, right? They'll give me permission to do some stuff, and then all of a sudden, then they cut it off, right? And so it comes to that point where at some point you got to just start to kind of do stuff, right? Do stuff to kind of show that whatever ideas you have about ways to improve things or make things better, well, you can talk the boss to death, but she's eventually, you know, just going to, you know, keep saying no. So eventually you guys just got to take a risk, right? And just do some stuff and see what happens. You know, is your theory work, right? Does your idea work? If it does, chances are people will probably forgive you, right? If, again, to your point, Jack, you know, people will be more forgiving when the outcome is positive. Now, if it's not a positive outcome, they may pile on, right? Why don't you ask me? Because, you know, we're all good at playing Monday morning quarterback, right? After we have all the facts.
Of course, that's right.
Right. But so I think from a transition standpoint, because it can be very frustrating. You know, there's a balance of emotions there where, hey, you know, I want to be respectful to the current owner. You know, he or she kind of built this thing to what it was, but also I want to implement some things, you know, And the way a transition works is it's not like one day the boss leaves and then everybody's eyes are on you, right? I mean, it's a transition. It takes time. There's a process, right? And, you know, it should be the point when the boss does leave that it's almost a no-brainer. Like, okay, well, hey, that's okay. The boss hasn't been running things anyway, right? So how do you get to that place? And I think a lot of transitions get stuck in the starting gate like that, Jack, because people are so busy talking versus let's go do something, right? It's instead of waiting for permission, just go and start doing some stuff. So I think that we see it a lot when those, again, can help be successful if they're better at asking for forgiveness versus permission versus getting stuck just being spinning their wheels, you know, over and over again.
Well, it like anything, it depends. It depends on the stakes. It depends on how the permission is granted and or asked for, or even be aware of the fact that, you know, you're wandering off the reservation here, you're jumping ahead of the crowd. Is that a good thing to do because you're frustrated with the pace? Or if there's a good boss, he's gonna slow you down, he's gonna talk about the pace and why the pace is what it is. Should you be more aware of the pace, or to hell with it, just blow ahead and do what you want to do? That's what this thing is. It comes down to the heart of, you know, should you ask for permission or forgiveness?
That's a good question to ask to start with, isn't it, though? Because again, it's not one way or the other. I'm saying, you know, we're saying, hey, look at the situation. To your point, hey, you know, does this call for me to just push ahead? I've tried the permission thing. I'm not getting anywhere, but I think it's important if I have to go. Or often the pushback and the permission comes from, well, how important is it to you? Right? Are you willing to do anything about it? Or, you know, if people often don't make changes, and we've seen this here in the last 8 months, Jack, people often don't make changes until they're very uncomfortable or until they're forced to make some changes, right? So nothing like a good pandemic, they'll force some changes, right? So people make all kinds of changes these days. Many of them are forced.
Well, they're uncomfortable doing it because they aren't used to it. They get it. They work in an environment. We're always talking about work here, or 90% of what we are. And they fall into habits of not being able to express themselves. They stay in a mode of frustration. They have ideas that they aren't forthcoming, you know? So they finally say, screw it, I'm gonna do this. A lot of people don't act that way. They don't have it within them to act that way. Like you said, Monday morning quarterbacks, a lot easier being that way than leading a charge of an idea that can't take off.
Right.
Because of why? The boss or some higher ups? That's another word I hate.
Higher ups.
Two words. Yeah. But anyway.
Usually they're on a higher floor too in those big corporations, right? It was, hey, watch out for the 32nd floor. What happens in there? Well, it's all the higher ups.
That's right. The higher ups.
That's
your superior.
Right.
You know, those kind of words. That comes in with dress codes too. Dress codes are drawn around. I won't go off on a tangent.
Well, it depends. As we're talking about this, it's reminding me of a guy I knew when I was in New York, the second place I worked. And it was a guy who actually worked with me at Bear for a little while, but he's a year behind me, but he was more of the ask for permission kind of guy, right? That's what it is. That's how he operated. And part of his growth was we were trying to encourage him to, you know, be a little more, I don't say swashbuckling is the right term, Jack, but again, just say, hey, you know, just kind of, you know, you don't need to always ask for permission.
There are ideas
kind of,
out there.
You know, yeah, you know, go do stuff, right? And so to his credit, he took that to heart, right? And within the next week or so, he had something that he sent out. This is going so far back, Jack. You mentioned about plowing fields. It wasn't quite that far back, but he was sending a fax out. For those of you remember what faxes are, right? Okay.
Yeah, I remember those.
So anyway, he sent a fax out to somebody, right? And of course, it went to the wrong person. Right. Or something that shouldn't have been sent out to that person. Right. So again, here's a turtle. He pokes his head out for the first time. Right. And whoom,
gets whacked.
Right. So he pulls it back in. And I'm not sure if he ever recovered from that, you know, and it was such a thing. And it's like, bam, it's like, okay, of all the times. And so I think people may have experiences like that. Or you mentioned something a few minutes ago, what I would call almost if somebody gets in a snit and it gets real emotional about it. And then if I'm like, fine, screw it, let's go, let's just go, right? And it becomes an emotional decision, right? Or more reactive. It's like, okay, those often don't go well. It's like, well, hey, I did try to ask for forgiveness, and it was a total disaster. Okay, well, wait a minute. Yeah, again, how would you make that decision or that determination that was the way to go this time?
Out of total emotion.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Never total emotion never works well.
No, I think
it might move something, but it doesn't move it necessarily at the pace. I'll come back to pace again. Pace. If you have an organization, you got to have that law and order in there. You got to, but to some degree, if everyone kind of did what they wanted to do all the time, that comes back to pace, right?
Right.
If it's all the time, the organization is not going to be functioning too well, and certainly not going to be a great place to live or work if the guy who's always taking off with his or her ideas basically isn't aware of what they're doing. Everyone else around him is, but.
Right. Yeah, it's a balance. It's not something that I would say would be a day-to-day thing per se. People may operate. Again, part of why we want to bring this up today is just to make people aware of it. Just first of all, hey, this is a thing, right? It's a choice that many of us are making. Again, we're choosing to plow ahead and ask for forgiveness, or we're choosing to kind of spin our wheels and pause and pause and pause and keep trying to get those permissions, right? And, some things in life, you always have to get permission for, right? But other things, it's kind of a gray area, right?
It is a gray area.
Things like what? Like, people's information, for instance, right? I think we're all very hypersensitive. You're hypersensitive to the words you're using, a few minutes ago, Jack, right? I think we're all hypersensitive to our data, to our privacy stuff. I mean, you look around the news today, right? all the big tech companies have been getting whacked for years now about this in terms of how they're using your data. Okay, so hey, wait a minute. So people don't feel good when they're asking for, and they aren't really asking for forgiveness, are they? They're just kind of, oh, oops, right? Oops, you figured that out.
I should have touched base. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's what it sounds like. That's what people miss. It's like, the apology is so quick, and it's like, okay, and they kind of just move on, right? That's usually what happens, right? So part of the advancement, because usually things aren't moving because it's not a black and white issue. It's not obvious that, hey, we should go right versus go left, right? Mm-hmm. It's not obvious. So somebody's got to decide versus we just stay where we are. Well, again, it comes back to, hey, if I know it's staying where I are is the right thing to do, at some point I gotta lead. And people will go people will go where you ask them to go if they're bought into to know what's going on. So here, let's go this way. And
if you win people over, if you convince them, it's nice and smooth. Your idea has a good chance of playing because everyone's on board with it. So you don't have to ask for forgiveness. You don't have to do anything other than keep moving forward.
Right.
It's when the idea is a little radical. People aren't comfortable with it. It hasn't been sold to them in the way it should. Then you have a choice. You have a choice, the presenter of that idea, and moving the pace up. That's when it really comes to bear. And you might get one warning in your file, two warnings, if you're too aggressive. It's a sensitivity thing. It's an awareness thing. But you like, as a boss, you like people who take the lead. It's always easier.
Well, it depends because, again, you say that because your style is a certain way. Again, you're more that natural D style that likes to push the things that way, Jack. Whereas my style is more that CS style that likes to kind of get it right, not wanting to make mistakes. And so I've had to learn that about myself, that, hey, there's times where you just got to go ahead, and it's probably going to piss some people off, but that's part of how things get moved along, right? And people will eventually come on board. They'll eventually show up. But I think it's important to understand that we each have a preference. So identify that. Hey, is your preference more, you want to see people that's more about the forgiveness, just kind of plowing ahead, or are you more the one that's about getting permission?
Well, see, the where it gets bogged down is the fact that, you're a certain way until all of a sudden it's not going your way.
Well, that's it.
So I can't stand it anymore. I got to make this decision and get it going. So I do. I'm happy. Chances are most people in the group are, but some people are pissed off too because, hey, you're jumping ahead of the line here. You're going to the front of the line. Why? Well, we've been sitting here for about 3 months doing nothing. And I couldn't take it anymore. So I had to do it. And that's when the issues start to happen. Maybe. Depends on the circumstances, depends on the deal.
Right. Well, yeah, there are different ways we manage ourselves, right? So I'll set deadlines for myself to make decisions. That's because I know that's what I need to do. Otherwise I'll percolate on things too long, depending on the level of decision, right? But I'll research and let them kind of drift until maybe I'm forced to make a decision, right? Whereas that's my style. Whereas your style, that would probably drive you nuts. You'd rather just decide and move on to the next thing. You don't want that other decision kind of weighing on you. Unless it's an important one. If it's just kind of move on. That's kind of keep plowing ahead. But I think it's, yeah, to your point, it's recognizing the situation you're in and realizing, hey, if what you're currently doing is not working or you're not getting the results you want, you may need to take a different tack. So, hey, if you've been really good and having luck with the forgiveness way, but all of a sudden you're hitting some roadblocks, okay, well, maybe this situation calls for you to be getting people bought in a little bit more to get that permission piece down or to see why the pushback's there, right?
There's awareness. I mean, it's an awareness thing. You got to be aware and then modify your style depending on the circumstances. That's usually what it always comes down to. An autocratic leader isn't effective over the long run. Somebody who's balancing things, considering things, but sooner or later, if they aren't moving, yeah, somebody's got to move them.
That's right. And you have to get comfortable with those, with both of them. I think we're all naturally comfortable with one versus the other, but you have to get comfortable in both of those. You have to get comfortable with being the one who's going to piss people off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you do. Okay. Yeah.
It's because you're going to do it if you're waiting too, Jack, right? Because people are like, why didn't you decide this already? What are you waiting for? And you sort of realize that no matter which way you go, somebody's always going to be not real happy with you, right? That's just kind of how things are. Right. But
that's exactly right.
And it's best. Yeah. It's always, in my mind, it's always best that if we can get people on board, they understand why we all get there together. That's great. But I know that doesn't always work that way, Jack. Some people, you got to drag them along or you move along and they don't come with you. That happens too sometimes. Right.
Yep.
And so it comes to your point, comes the level of that decision we're talking about here, but it's certainly like, but it's, I think if you're stuck, the reason I'm raising, if you're stuck somewhere, and I think many people are stuck right now, Jack, in different facets. Maybe it's not in their business. Maybe it's in their personal life or whatever. But a lot of folks are 8 months into this pandemic are kind of stuck. I think if maybe you keep this framework we're discussing today about, again, are you an ask permission or ask forgiveness kind of person and apply it to wherever you're stuck, take the different tactic, right? So if you're stuck because you keep pissing people off because you're having to ask forgiveness all the time and all of a sudden you're stopping. Okay, well, maybe try to do it the other way or vice versa. But use that framework, that way to kind of think about situations now where you're having some trouble. Those are really the only two ways to go, Jack, aren't there, right?
There are no other ones. There's just a degree of either one of those.
Right. And so, trying to figure out, maybe there's a different way. Maybe you shouldn't keep plowing ahead, but okay, it's a different way to kind of plow ahead. But it's, again, to me, as we always try to do, Jack, try to keep things somewhat simple for people because things get real confusing and lots of variables keep coming at the owners every day. So to have some simple platitudes like this, again, to think about, again, are you asking for permission versus forgiveness? And that could be a good way to keep moving things along and to keep progressing towards whatever your goal is going to be, right? Whether it be your goal for this year, for next year, for your eventual exit for your company. But again, there's ways to be able to kind of get there. And having some good frameworks like this to be able to utilize will be keys to your success.
Very good. Very well put. Very complex subject.
Yes.
But to do what is pretty much the norm that's starting to be established, and that's to be balanced in your treatment of people. Don't be autocratic. Don't be an old steel guy. Don't be yelling people out of your office if you even have an office today. It's a different world. And, to, again, be balanced. But again, same time, you're going to have to move things along from time to time. Otherwise, you can be quiet and just shut up if it sounds like it's going your way. If it's not going your way, measure the severity of it and then take action accordingly.
Yeah, and realize who you're dealing with, right? So if you're a D dealing with a bunch of S's, they may not be telling you that you're pissing them off, but you're pissing them off, right? They won't tell you that. But eventually, it'll come out in some different ways. Or if you're more that S and you're dealing with a bunch of D's and they're pissed because you're not doing stuff because you're taking so long to get stuff done, right? they'll probably tell you though. At least you'll be more aware of it because they don't hide their feelings as much. They're very direct about stuff, right? So again, as you start to be aware, you know, as the owner, you know who you're dealing with, who within your team you're dealing with, and different people within your team will like to be dealt with in different ways. You
right.
know? So you gotta be aware of that. Now, you know, only falling upon whatever you want to do or what's comfortable for you. And so knowing what that person's, how they're oriented, right? Hey, do I need to ask that person's permission first? And say, okay, come on, and give them a little pat in the back and move them versus just say, if they got a problem, they'll tell me. That's usually how it goes with the D's. The D's will tell you if they have a problem, right? So if you took a misstep, they'll let you know for the most part. So
good. Well, this is a good subject. Like so many of these, they can come back again for another hit.
Absolutely.
Down the line with more experience that we get.
Absolutely. Well, if you missed any of our other shows, appreciate you guys being a part of today's show of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our prior shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can also check out our Facebook page by the same name of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. Better yet, if you have a smart device of some type and kind, you can go to whatever your favorite podcast player is. If it's, you know, iTunes or Apple Podcasts or iHeart or Spotify, you should be able to find our show there and subscribe to it, and it'll be delivered right to your smart device when we drop a new show, usually every Thursday. If you want to leave a review, that'd be fantastic. Please share the show with folks as well. Don't keep it a secret. Part of the reason why Jack and I have been doing this show for almost 5 years now is to keep sharing a lot of these words of wisdom and experiences that we know that many small business owners are dealing with day in and day out. These are not unusual circumstances, and we're happy to be able to share some different solutions for them. If you want to submit a question or feedback to us, you can do that at radio@maximumvp.com. Or give us a call, 877-849-0670. All right, Jack, that's the show for this week. It's been a good show. We'll talk to everybody next week.
You got it. Okay. Good night, Adam.
See you, Jack.